"The name's enough to give you a fit of depression," growled the chief inspector. "It's a wonder they didn't call it Gloom Castle, and have done with it. By what I can see, it's situated on the top of a damn mountain. How much longer have we got to climb this scenic railway?"
"You should worry," said Johnny.
"As long as we've got a good engine and good brakes, what does it matter about hills? Or didn't you know that the Peak District is largely composed of hills? Clun Castle has belonged to the Clun branch of our family since old Noah accidentally hit one of the peaks with his ark. But the Clunes died out a couple of hundred years ago."
"Well, that's something," said Cromwell, brightening.
"And since then the Lister branch has done all the lording," continued the streamlined sergeant. "The last survivor of that particular clan was an aunt of mine, Lady Julia Lister. She handed in the bucket years ago, and Clun Castle was scooped in by the old man. Until now he has done nothing with the place, and haven't even seen it. I spent all my boyhood and flowering youth at the family's Essex hovel, a little cottage of about 500 rooms, and one of them a bathroom, too. The old man thought it'd be a good idea to open up Clun Castle, and this house party is a kind of Christmas housewarming."
"All I can say," grunted Bill Cromwell, "is that it's disgusting that one family should possess so many whacking great mansions. It isn't decent. It's the kind of thing that creates class warfare."
"Class warfare, my big toe," said Johnny, grinning. "Why, the opening up of Clun Castle alone has given good jobs to 20 or 30 people. As for this Christmas party, I understand it's going to be a humdinger. Dancing—"
"I hate dancing."
"Winter sports—"
"I loathe winter sports."
"Amateur theatricals—"
"I crawl a mile not to see amateur theatricals."
"There's even a cold, gloomy family crypt, where you can lie down and die," said Johnny. "Now tell me you hate lying down and dying, and I won't believe you. For all I know, there's a ghost haunting the place. It wouldn't be a real ancestral castle without a ghost, would it? All I hope is that the old boy haunts you every night." He paused reflectively. "But of course, it might be a beautiful girl ghost. In that case, I hope she haunts me every night."
"I'll bet you be haunted by girls, and they won't be ghosts," said Ironsides caustically.
"Here, steady. Not at night, in my bedroom."
"I wouldn't put it past them," said Cromwell with a sniff. "I know these country house parties."
"I think," said Johnny carefully, "that we'll change the subject. This one has every indication of developing into a recital of your shady past." The subject changed itself, as a matter of fact. For the finger post, standing drunkenly at the side of the road, said, "Clun Sea, half a mile," and pointed uncertainly into the opening of a narrow side road. For a mile or two, the Alvis had been purring sweetly along a perfectly level road, and Johnny and his passenger seemed to have reached a kind of plateau. Just within the range of the headlights, there were low stone walls bordering the road, and here and there stunted hedges and windswept trees. A somewhat desolate wilderness, in fact. The snow was not falling heavily, but in fine, feathery flakes, and there was only about half an inch of it on the roads, not sufficient to affect Johnny's driving. But the sky was black and solid and heavy, and any native of the district could have told Johnny that a lot of snow was on its way. "Christmas Eve now, and sundry log fires are waiting us," said Johnny gaily, as he turned the Alvis's long nose into the lane. "Ironside's old sourpuss, we're going to have the time of our lives. No routine, no murders, no crooks, nothing but jollity and laughter." Ironsides grunted, and by the expression on his face, it seemed that he preferred crooks and murders. He was not, in fact, much of a mixer, and parties always frightened him. For one thing, he had to wear respectable clothes and brush his hair and smoke cigars instead of his evil-smelling pipe. All in all, he wasn't too happy about the binge. An ancient stone wall, rather like a...